The Defense Department plans to cover more technology under its cybersecurity requirements. The Chief Information Officer will release regulations in October. But Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with a sneak peek. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, tell us, how is the Defense Department going to expand the devices covered by its cyber regs?
Well, this is going to be an update to what they call the 8500 series guidance, which is really just another piece to the evolution of cyber directives at DOD. It's very interesting. First, back in the 90s, Tom will remember this, they focused on what they call ComSec, communication security. Then they moved to information assurance, commonly known as IA, and now it's full-on cybersecurity. So now with that idea of full-on cybersecurity, DOD will tell its agencies and services to focus on more than just email or business systems, but really anything that is what they call networkable. Daryl Hagley is the program manager for business enterprise integration in the Office of the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Installations and the Environment. He describes the changes in the first of two directives.
It says specifically that all information services, and they call it platform information technology, need cybersecurity considerations. So now it makes on par the ICS world and the information services world. So if you will, they kind of define information technology here, information services, your email, the things that all travel on servers and laptops and on your smartphones and those sort of things, information security for that. Then platform IT or operational technology or industrial control systems, those networks are also have their own category, and they also will need, you know, the cybersecurity evaluations.
So you heard Higley say DOD is adding industrial control systems, or ICS. That means those systems that run the water, the air conditioning, the heat, the electric, in many cases the telecommunication systems. It's really the facilities piece that was really always in the physical security realm previously. Now, Higley spoke yesterday at a panel discussion hosted by the Government Executive Magazine in Washington. Now, the other updated regulation would move DOD closer to the civilian side of government, specifically around risk management. Hagley says this is a significant change for DOD.
Essentially, what the CIO and DOD also helped them understand, the old DICAP process, so that certification process, it was long, it took a number of years sometimes to get things through, and then once you had the stamp, you were good for 3 years, and then you'd have to check back in 3 years. Well, that is just not keeping pace with what we need for, you know, good security practice. So DOD is now going to adopt this risk management framework and apply that to its information security and ICS security requirements. So in the instruction, it essentially kind of mirrors a lot what's already in that special pub, but there are some little nuances.
Now, Hagley wouldn't discuss the specific differences between the NIST special publication and the DOD directive because the DOD directive is still in draft form. You also heard Hagley talk about DICAP. That's a process of basically risk management certification and accreditation in many ways for DOD. And it has been around since actually 2007. So being that that's 6 years, and yes, it gets updated, it is time for a new process, which is going to focus more on continuous monitoring. Now, a third major change in this new upcoming directive is around reciprocity of certifications. What DOD is going to tell services is to trust each other and not try to reinvent the wheel each time when it comes to cyber oversight. Now, this is obviously a huge issue. Previous instructions either didn't address it or didn't really push for reciprocity. So, and that, of course, is the whole theory behind FedRAMP, the cloud security, cybersecurity approval process that's OMB and others are pushing.
So, Jason, how big of a change is this for the Defense Department?
Well, on the surface, it seems like there's just major pockets of change. But when you look across the entire board, it's a lot of what DOD has been expecting. But I did catch up with Hagley after the event and asked him that specific question.
It does state that there are cybersecurity implications for anything that's connected. So the major change is that includes platform IT or industrial control systems, and that's connectivity needs cybersecurity as part of its evaluation. That has not been part of it before. But all the other standards of certification requirements and periodicity and skill sets and essentially a lot of the roles of what the organizations will do they have not really changed that much. You
know? And at the same time, the move to continuous monitoring, the move to risk management has been in the works, whether it's at DOD or across government, for several years. So is that really not going to be that big of a change either for most of DOD?
We're hoping it's not. And the feedback, we've even seen some organizations, I know an organization in the Navy is already designing and putting out requirements that their designs all must match continuous monitoring per the risk management framework.
Now, the fact that the industrial control systems are so dependent today on network and internet, and you know, whether it's controlling the heating or the lighting, DOD actually must apply more cybersecurity to them, and it's not going to be easy. DOD did a recent survey and found that they had more than 2.5 million unique industrial control systems across the entire services and agencies. So I know DOD's huge. It's across the world. They have tens of thousands of buildings and facilities, but that's just going to be a lot of backfilling, a lot of effort to catch those systems up. And remember, some of these control systems, some of these facilities are managed by vendors, some are managed by DOD, and other systems are more than 20 years old and have already been retrofitted to communicate with the network. So adding or bolting on cybersecurity is never easy. Others obviously are going to be newer and will have electronic communications ability already built in.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So how is DOD making sure that the two sides of this egg here, the physical security and the IT security, talk with one another?
Right. I mean, that has always been a big issue. I mean, if you look at Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, the smart identity card program that the government's been pushing for the last almost 10 years now, that progress has been very slow, specifically on the physical side, and specifically trying to merge the logical access side with the physical access side. DOD, for their part, has been ahead of most other agencies with their own brand of smart card, their common access card. And if you go into DOD facilities, a lot of times you see somebody having to use their CAC card to get into rooms or buildings, but it's definitely not widespread. Hagley says DOD brought the two people together, the IT side and the physical security experts, during the creation of these new cyber directives.
We've started with getting those stakeholders together, understanding each interest, recognizing that a lot of the legacy systems, the ICS systems, are now networked, need to be protected in a little bit different way than they had been before. So we're getting great cooperation. The facility managers and engineers and public work folks, they understand that there are exploitation avenues that didn't exist before. And we're seeing cooperation with the CIO and IT professionals to work out a strategy that'll work for both entities.
Now, one such strategy is actually a new checklist that the working group developed over the last year. Higley says that checklist will map what cybersecurity priorities and focus should be for those industrial control systems.
The checklist, which is downloadable from the DHS ICS cert website, so it's called the CSET tool, the Computer Security Evaluation Tool, and essentially it's a checklist that if either what you're doing applies or is being applied or not, and then at the end you'll have a printout that says, these things are red, they're not conforming to a standard, these things are green, they are. Then you can go to one of the experts who might be in that field or actually in charge of running that, and then confirm that, and then you might be able to modify that. But we made it as user-friendly as possible. What's great about that tool is it incorporates a number of different checklists, so regardless of what industry you're in, you'll be able to use it. So it is very user-friendly.
Now, we have a link to that checklist on our homepage, federalnewsradio.com, make it easy for people to find and take a look at. Now, you're probably thinking, Tom and Emily, well, they have the two sides together. They're singing kumbaya. They've melded their brains. But what about oversight? Doesn't matter how much they get along. Who's going to make sure this is going to happen in the end? And I think that's one of the issues that's going to be addressed in this one of the CIO instructions, is the idea of oversight. Now, Hagley says the IT community traditionally tells offices to designate people who are in charge of those system security requirements. In this new directive, they're going to do the same thing. Physical control system owners and operators will, again, have to designate officials to oversee how things are being interconnected, as well as how they connect to the broader set of connections along the network. So I think they're trying to kind of think ahead of, okay, the oversight piece, because that's always the key. Does it get done? Now, the policy also will address the skill set requirements for those workers who are dealing with cybersecurity and physical security within the industrial control systems. And then finally, Hagley says DOD is expected to issue these new cybersecurity directives in October, and then there'll be time for implementation. 2.5 million unique industrial control systems. It's going to take some time to catch up.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you for that complete report.
Thank you.